Good morning, everyone. So today's gospel, you know, about taking places of honor in our church, these front seats here, which you see are mostly empty, these are the luxury box seats. You have to pay a little extra for those. And then the cheap seats are in the back. No, I'm kidding. There's the constant knowledge that the Catholics love the back row, but anyways, I do. I'm one of those too. But the point that Jesus was making is this: is that we should live in freedom. I want to frame it like that. Don't we all want to live in freedom? We want to be free. And so, what does that mean? Well, it means not having to worry about, you know, whether I'm going to get repaid or calculating how this move will help me or that move will help me. Just be free. Let go. Let go and let yourself be who you were created to be, right? You're created as a child of God. And so just let go. And so, yes, it applies to, you know, dining and front seat and back seat and all that kind of stuff. But of course, Jesus wasn't referring specifically to that alone. He was referring just to our daily lives. Can we live free in our daily lives? And what do I mean by that? When we encounter anyone, Jesus points out to the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Okay, people who can't repay us, right? And so we invite them. Well, in our everyday lives, and I always use the image because I think it's most common, we're standing in the grocery line, right? Ready to check out. And there is a person next to us. You know, it's a good heart check for us to say, you know, are we reserving our fruit, okay? The evidence that God's in us, the love and the joy and the peace and the patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, are we reserving that because these are strangers and they don't deserve the best of who we are, right? So we save that for, and Jesus says, when you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives, your wealthy neighbors, okay? Do we reserve the best of ourselves for just those who are close in to us, we're related to, or even, you know, somebody who might, you know, we get in a business deal with or might contribute to something. In other words, they can repay us in some way. Do we reserve the best of ourselves for them? That's what Jesus was asking us to do as a heart check. Now, I say this, and I know I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir to y'all because you're good at this. I invite you to do this if you're not already, but I believe that evangelization is getting people to come and be part of the family. And you're an awesome family to come to. And so I find myself at Quick Trip or the grocery store or wherever going, you got to come and see this, first of all, this amazing liturgy, all right? Heilman's old style, right? But we do it in a vintage way, I'll say, or something like that. And you just get immersed in the sense of God's presence. But then you got to meet the people. You know, and obviously when we're having donuts and coffee afterwards, you can cut the joy with a knife. See, that's giving the best of yourself, right? And we're doing that with each other. But I think I'm preaching to the choir, but I think you're like me too. If you see someone you don't recognize, so somebody who's visiting the parish, they should be the first that we go to. And you do well with that. But you see, that's what Jesus is talking about here. You want to talk about evangelization? Well, that's it in a nutshell. That we are reaching out to people that aren't just in our inner circle, in our bubble, but we're reaching out to everyone, and we're giving them the best version of ourselves we can possibly give. That's freedom. See, our fallen nature is that kind of, you know, calculating and, can this person give me something, or I need to do it to the relative because it's dutiful. You see what I'm saying? That's the fallen nature. And then we're kind of like, you know, we're trapped. We're like enslaved by this constant feeling of calculating and you know, figuring out if this person deserves the best of ourselves. That's the fallen nature. Be free. Let's all be free. And I'll end with this too, that while I say you and I, we're pretty good at this, don't we see every day as an opportunity to grow rich in the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we have, in the life of Christ that's within us? We grow every day, so we need to continue to cultivate this. So I think these readings, Jesus calling us to especially attend first to those that can't repay us, or maybe people that we don't know, right, aren't in our circle, okay, is maybe it's a good time for us to reflect. How are we doing with that? How are we doing with that? Have we formed kind of a clique or, you know, a tribalism, and so we only give the best of ourselves to those around us? And again, I think you do great. I think I do pretty good at it too, but I want to get better, and I know you do too. So let's ask God to set us free, to let go, to be who we are called to be, not our fallen nature, but children of God. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.